Of course, small employers want to provide benefits and leave time for their employees. But when these mandates come down on them that are costly, they don't have any choice really except to either hold positions open or eliminate positions or raise prices on their customers. And I think that a lot of times legislators aren't sensitive at all to the cost factors of regulations. If you go talk with, senators or assembly members and say, well, these things are very costly, I don't really think that moves the needle at all on how they feel about the policies that they're promoting. But if you tell them that you're going to have to lay off 25% of your workforce, I think that gets their attention.
Right.
And I don't think that we have a good enough connection that is, I don't think we make a good enough connection when we're making our policy arguments, speaking with policymakers, elected officials, that some of these labor mandates, leave mandates, and other labor law issues that impose these costs on employers, that doesn't just come out of the employer's pocket. That comes at the expense of existing jobs, or it comes at the expense of creating new jobs, or it comes at the expense of having to eliminate discretionary benefits. Because at some point, if you're running a business, you got to balance the books, and you got to do it any way you can, or you go out of business.